Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2000, recorded on Thursday, the 8th of March 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I am Don Cleaver, and I'm joined by Alison Aplin.
Thank you, Don. We have to start this week with an apology. Last Thursday, the 1st of March, the snow and ice meant that we couldn't record Chatterbox. This was only the second time in 40 years that we've missed a week. That's not a bad record, but we're sorry that you missed the regular news bulletin last week. This week's edition of Chatterbox is accompanied by the EDP Norfolk memory stick with the March 2018 edition. We'd like to welcome new listeners this week. John Sidney of Norwich has joined us. Welcome to Chatterbox, John. And we're now sending the weekly recording to Alder Ward at the Norfolk Community Hospital on Beauthorpe Road in Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. To mark this special 2000th edition of Chatterbox, we have guest readers to tell us about the beginnings of Chatterbox and to take a look back over the last four decades. We have our usual weekly news stories, letters from the evening news and information desk. So to get us underway, we begin with our first batch of stories. The snow dominated the evening news this week, so we start with some snow stories. And also an article on the homeless that proved very controversial.
Businesses battle to stay open in snowy weather. Many businesses in Norwich have been unable to open their doors for the past few days, while others whose staff have braved the cold to get to work are reporting a low footfall due to the treacherous conditions. Most stores which have managed to open are also operating at reduced working hours due to lack of customers. Some businesses have praised their staff for battling the snow to get to work. Norwich Fresh Produce suppliers Barsby managed to go the extra mile for their city customers, with drivers using a sack barrow to get their products to venues such as the Assembly House when their vans could not make it through the hill streets.
A majority of schools were closed during the sub-zero snap. Roughly 450 schools around Norfolk and Waveney were forced to close as temperatures remained sub-zero. But as Norwich recovered from some of the worst of the snow in Norfolk, two schools determinedly kept their doors open. Queen's Hill Primary in Cossey and Mile Cross Primary both stayed open, with lessons held and activities planned. Both said they were lucky to have staff and pupils living nearby, and that families who felt it was too unsafe to get in had been free to make that decision. In the 18 years he's been at the school, Mile Cross Primary head teacher Stuart Allen said they had never had a snow day. A lot of parents have thanked us for staying open so that they can get to work, and I think it does teach pupils that we really do value the school.
A 79-year-old woman has been forced to heat her home with her oven as the beast from the east raged around her this week. Angela Semple of Rains Close in Sprowston said her boiler failed and nobody from Clarion Housing Group came to fix it all week. It left her wrapped in a dressing gown and woolly hat, using heat from her oven and tumble dryer to stay warm. If my paper shop can deliver my papers each morning and people on my close can get to work, I don't understand why they can't come to see me, she said. I was freezing. A spokesman for Clarion Housing Group said they had unprecedented demand for services and apologised to Mrs. Semple. They said our heating contractor, Swale Heating, is currently at her property and will have her heating and hot water restored imminently.
The family of a farm worker who died of a suspected heart attack after trying to rescue a motorist trapped in snow have spoken of how he was always trying to help people. Richard Fiddy, aged 74, was driving home on snow-covered roads when he came across a driver whose estate car was stuck in a snowdrift on a country lane. He got out a shovel from his Volkswagen Touareg and try to clear snow from around the wheels of the stricken car so that it could grip the road. But Mr. Fiddy of Mattishall near Dereham collapsed soon after his exertions in -4 temperatures on Thursday afternoon. The motorist he had helped and a young couple tried in vain to revive him for 40 minutes until an ambulance arrived at the scene in Burr Apton near Norwich. Paramedics took over the resuscitation attempts, but he was dead on arrival at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Mr. Fiddy's stepdaughter, Esther Bryan, said, "He was strong and it was in his nature to help people. If anyone was in a muddle, he would always go to help."
With all the snow-blocked roads, biting wind and constant weather warnings, it is easy to question if spring is really on its way at all. However, you will be hard-pressed to find a more adorable signal than the season of new life is nearing than Snow White, the aptly named calf born in the early hours of March the 1st. The cute calf seemingly appeared out of nowhere at Cantley View Farm, Limpenhoe. Nigel Key, who owns the farm, said, "A little white thing just came running through the snow. After all this weather, it gives me so much hope that spring is coming." The product is a Charolais bull and a Highland cow. Snow White has enjoyed the cold weather from the get-go and has spent the first days of her life frolicking in the snow. William Key, who also works on his father's farm, added, "It is not often you see a gleaming white calf playing in fresh snow. It really is a beautiful sight."
And now that controversial article on the homeless. Norwich has a problem. It's a problem that cannot be missed if you've been into the city centre during the last few months. The problem is homelessness and street begging. Each day as I walk to work through the city, I see men swaddled in sleeping bags in shop doorways. On the walk home, I am on average approached or spoken to by 4 people, asking me for change for a cup of tea or a variation on the theme. I never give them any money, a fact that will horrify people who regularly give in to their guilt or show their compassion by digging into their pockets to find some coins. I have no idea how my money would be spent, nor whether by giving I would feed an addiction or feed a hungry stomach. I also have no idea whether the beggar is genuinely homeless and dispossessed, or whether they're taking me for a fool. There have been suggestions that some of the people involved in begging have travelled to Norwich because we're perceived as a bit of a soft touch, a good source of easy money. There are even suggestions that some people get up in the morning in their flat in a Norfolk town, catch the bus into the city, spend the day begging, and then go home. Apparently, it's easier money than the employed alternative. I find it hard to believe, but maybe that makes me one of the soft touches. Problems require a solution. I don't have one, though, and neither do those with far more expertise than I. It is, however, important that a solution is found soon, chiefly for the sake of the genuine homeless people whose desolation is so public. Something also needs to be done for the sake of Norwich, however cynical that view may seem. Whether people like it or not, rough sleeping and begging are bad for Norwich, for its reputation, for its well-being and for its people. Rough sleepers and beggars give visitors the impression that our city is in decline, when it is a place that is on the up, economically, socially and culturally. They put people off certain areas. Some people are genuinely intimidated by being approached by a beggar asking for money. The situation makes a visit to the city an uneasy experience. I wonder how many people have voted with their feet and stayed away. There are growing numbers of groups and individuals who are responding to the issue of street sleeping and begging with compassion, handing out soup, clothes, drinks and care. But, and this is where I expect to unleash a tidal wave of righteous anger, I fear they are compounding, not easing the problem. Gentleman's Walk and Hay Hill are pretty scary places to be on some evenings as dozens of people gather for their handouts. I've seen scuffles, loud arguments and lots of drunkenness. It can't be good for the soul of the city and the trade of the theatres and restaurants. Most of all, though, is it really good for the people who are being helped? We have charities which specialise in helping the homeless, including shelter. The charities are experts. We are not. They know the difference between genuine need and a chancer. We do not. I'd sooner give my money to a charity that will use it wisely than give it to a human being with human frailties who may use it to hasten their decline.